Cam found out that group chats between different phones aren't private.
Or encrypted.
Or encrypted, thank you. We only text in code.
Yes, which I created. I created a code.
Yes. Which can be a little annoying.
Wait, was that your attempt at the code?
You already forgot the code, didn't you?
I should have written it down.
The place to safely send messages between different devices. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how the new NFL kickoff rule could affect the San Francisco 49ers, what the rule looks like, how do they adjust to it, who's going to be returning kicks, how they handle kickoffs. It's going to be an absolutely fun episode. Hope you guys will all stay and check it out. This episode of 49ers Cutback up next.
To the glory days at the stick. From who's got it better than us to brick by brick. It's always the 49ers way, from off season to game day. Yeah, we talk back. It's the 49ers cutback.
It's 49ers Cutback Podcast time. Welcome to the show, everyone. I want to talk about the new kickoff rule in the NFL because if you're like me, there was a lot of unknowns about a new kickoff rule. Of course, I had seen it in the XFL. I thought it was at least interesting. But how exactly would the NFL adapt a new kickoff rule to their game? And how is it going to affect play? I think it's going to be interesting. So in this episode, I want to really go through what the kickoff rule is, the ins and outs of the rule, so that way we have a clear understanding, and then how it pertains to the San Francisco 49ers. We'll go ahead and hear from Coach Brian Snyder, hear from Kyle Shanahan about their thoughts on maybe the returner or how you handle kickoffs, and then even a little interjection from the Kansas City Chiefs special teams coordinator who had a philosophy as well, because just like Brian Snyder has said in his press conferences, we're all learning. We're all figuring this thing out. We're going to keep adapting as the season goes. So maybe you can find insight as well from some of the other teams around the league. But this kickoff rule could have huge implications. How exactly do teams navigate through a new rule? Whenever you have a completely different wrinkle added to the NFL, it's always a little bit interesting. And I think this one could be, because one thing that the kickoff has started to become is boring. It just wasn't exciting as it used to be. You used to have big-time returns for touchdowns and big explosive plays that changed football games. And over the last several years, we've seen that slowly diminish. Of course, the NFL is putting a priority on safety, which means changing rules. And they've eliminated wedge blocking. They've eliminated a lot of things that you could do when you were going to be doing kickoff and kickoff return. No more of their wedge busters. No more of the able to hold hands as you go down to block people. And with that, it sort of watered down the kickoff and kickoff return and the effect of each. So in the name of safety, you have to find other ways. And the XFL came up with a unique way to go ahead and run the kickoff. And a lot of people scoffed at it originally, didn't really like it. It did lead to some explosive plays for the XFL. But when you're talking about player safety, it does seem to be a lot more safe. You don't have players running 25 and 30 yards down the field to make a tackle. Now they're a lot more in close proximity. So what exactly does the XFL kickoff look like? We're going to get into that. We're going to talk about exactly what the NFL version is going to look like, because it is a little bit different. So it's going to be a fun episode. Please like and subscribe if you haven't already. If you're listening audio platform, 49ers Cutback on Believe, please give it a 5-star rating. You're going to bet with Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right up to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. That's right, free. Bet Online, the game starts here. And just to give you guys kind of an overview of what it looks like as far as the new kickoff rule and some of the explanation that goes with it, here is a chart that shows the NFL's new kickoff and how the 49ers are going to have to get it. And you can see how the players are lined up with the two returners around the 15-yard line. You have the small spacing between, but the defenders lined up on the 40. And then you can see there's a landing zone between the 20 and the end zone. So 25 yards from the kick, from the spot on the kick. So just gives you a kind of an idea of where things are happening when you look at the chart. So I thought that was an interesting one, but you can get even a better idea by taking a look at this. This is the XFL kickoff and what it looked like. And you can see that you got the player standing there 5 yards apart as the kick goes into the kick zone. And in the XFL, it was once you got the kick that it would happen. But here you see the return. They have the explosive returns because now you have blocking angles and abilities to get where you need to go and make your play. So the XFL kickoff was sometimes exciting, and there was other plays that came off of that that were pretty interesting as well. But it gives you kind of an idea how close proximity these players are to each other and how much it changes. So the kicker is going to be by himself at his own 35-yard line. We're used to seeing a kicker in that range, so that doesn't really change anything. But he won't be able to cross midfield until after the ball hits the ground in the landing zone or the returner catches it. So that's a little bit different. So we've heard Kansas City's special teams coordinator talk about potentially using a actual position player because you might need them to help tackle a guy like Justin Reed who can actually kick. But he still will have to wait. He's just a safety be able to come up and help make a tackle. So he's waiting at midfield until the ball hits the landing zone or the returner touches the kick, and then he can go ahead and take off. Now, the one key difference between the XFL rule and the NFL rule when it comes to the ball hitting the landing zone, if in the XFL, the returner had to make the catch before everyone could go, not so fast in the NFL. The NFL, if the ball hits the ground in the landing zone, everyone gets to start. So you don't have to wait for that returner to get the ball, and that is different between the XFL and the NFL when it comes to this rule. So the coverage teams are going to be lined up together. So the 10 players on the kicking team will be lining up at the receiving team's 40-yard line. So if I bring up that chart again, you guys can kind of get a pretty good idea of exactly what it's going to look like as far as the zone. So they're at the 40-yard line. Each player has to have at least 1 foot on the 40 before the play can start. Also, the kicking team has to have 5 players on each side of the ball, so they won't be able to load up one side. So they'll have to stretch all the way across the field. They can't load up on one side and then directional kick, which will somewhat change the way things go. Most of the receiving team will be at the 35-yard line. The receiving team has a 5-yard setup zone that runs from its own 30 to its 35-yard line. 7 players from the receiving team must have their foot on the 35-yard line. The receiving team can also have 2 players who are in the setup zone who aren't touching the 35-yard line. Those 2 players will be lined up outside the hashes. You can see the 2 players slightly behind the others in the red dots in the diagram that I have up right there. The receiving team can have 2 returners. The receiving team can put 1 or 2 returners back to the field, the football. But if they decide to utilize just 1 returner, then the extra player will have to line up in a setup zone between the 30 and 35-yard line. So you can't have, if you're not going to have both returners back, then you have to have 1 of them in the setup zone. So the way the directional kicks and things like that are going to happen, it's probably going to be smart for these teams to have 2 returners deep. So you see the landing zone there. The landing zone is the part of the field that's between the receiving team's goal line and the receiving team's 20-yard line. The kick coverage team and blockers on the receiving team can't move until the football is either fielded by the returner or touches the ground in the landing zone. There are no fair catches anymore. If the kickoff is caught on the fly in the landing zone, then there will definitely be a return because fair catches are prohibited under the new rule. So that changes things completely when you're talking about the catch. I mean, fair catches have become more the norm, and now you're not going to have that. You're going to get more times where there's actually going to be a return, which I think is very, very interesting. So no fair catches, and that's the landing zone. In the landing zone, no one can move until the ball either hits the ground in the landing zone or is caught in the landing zone. But what happens if you don't hit the landing zone? Well, it's getting more complicated for touchbacks. It used to be real simple. Touchback, ball goes into the end zone, touchback, no big deal. You go ahead, it used to be the 20-yard line, then it was a 25, and then they've talked about the 30. Well, now it's going to get real interesting because there are 3 touchback rules. There is a touchback at the 40-yard line. If a kickoff doesn't make it past the return team's 20-yard line, so it doesn't get into that landing zone, then the ball is considered out of bounds, and the return team will get possession at its own 40-yard line or 25 yards from the spot of the kick. If the ball is kicked out of bounds, the receiving team will get the ball on its own 40 or the spot where the ball went out of bounds. So extremely important to make sure that even if you're going to do a directional kick, a line drive kick, anything that's going to be deemed a bouncing kick, that it makes it to the 20-yard line in the landing zone. So a difficult kick, you got to arc it over the top of the players that are at the 30 and the 35-yard line and then land in that landing zone, making it a unique kick. And if you don't, tremendous field position for the opposing team. The 40-yard line, I mean, when you kick the ball out of bounds anyways, that's bad. But now if you just miss the landing zone, you get forced to have the same punishment as before. But there's also a touchback that goes to the 30-yard line. If the ball is kicked into the end zone on the fly, then the receiving team gets a touchback on its own 30-yard line. This touchback also applies to if the ball is kicked out of the back of the end zone. When the rule was originally proposed, this touchback was supposed to be at the 35, but the NFL tweaked it to the 30. So if you do the traditional touchback, the ball's coming out to the 30-yard line. Pretty good field position. It was the 25, but now it's going to be the 30. And then there's a touchback at the 20-yard line. If the ball hits the ground in the landing zone and then rolls into the end zone and doesn't get returned, then the touchback will only go out to the 20. This might be one of the most interesting. If you send back a single returner, you probably run the risk of this type of thing happening. They're going to directional kick. They might want to get the ball on the ground. And if they hit it right in the landing zone away from you, then it could roll into the end zone and then you could get the ball at the 20. Getting a return might not be the best situation again, but how directionally can you kick it past these guys, even if there's 2 returners, which I think most teams in the league are going to do. So 3 touchbacks, 1 that takes you to the 40 if you don't make it into the zone, 1 to the 30 if you kick it all the way to the end zone or out of the back of the end zone, and then the touchback to the 20-yard line. You hit the landing zone, but then it makes it into the end zone. That will be a touchback. And of course, no fair catches. So, of course, this new touchback rule is to encourage more returns. They want to add the excitement back to the kickoff rule. And so this is one of the rules that's kind of telling kickers and kick returners, let's go ahead and get a ball that can be a return. And it should be a little bit interesting and a little bit more fun than what we've seen, because before they would get touchbacks returned to or taken out to the 25, no risk of a return. Now the 30-yard line, all of a sudden the percentages for that offensive team being able to score at least a field goal or even a touchdown goes way up. So every single time you give them more yardage, it's incentive for that team. So you definitely got to make sure you're handling it. Now, what happens to an interesting situation? What if there's a safety and you have to do kickoff? Well, if for a kickoff after a safety, the formation that they're going to be run, the new formation, will stay exactly the same. The kicker will only line up at a different spot. After the safety, the kicker will be required to kick off from their own 20-yard line, so 15 yards back. But you'll probably see kickers now instead of punters handling safety kickoffs, which could be interesting. And if the ball goes out of the bounds, the receiving team gets the ball at the 45-yard line. So you're going to want to boom that kick into the landing zone. Of course, these kickers, place kickers especially, have plenty of leg to be able to handle that. But that's going to be interesting. And what if there's a penalty on the kickoff? Well, if there's a penalty on the kickoff team during a kickoff, the kicker will be the only one who moves back. Everyone else will stay in the exact same spot. So some things that could be interesting, 15-yard penalties after a touchdown that are enforced on a kickoff. All of a sudden, you've got a kicker kicking from the 20-yard line to the landing zone. Will they be able to line drive directional kick? That might be a huge advantage for a return team who can now receive it and get some nice yardage on the play. So very interesting. Another question that I had, and I was talking to one of my guys, Warren, about it, and we had a conversation about what do you do if it's an onside kick?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
New rules, right? No one's right there for onside kick. Well, under the new rule, onside kicks will only be allowed in the fourth quarter and only if a team is trailing. So you have to be losing. You have to be trying to come from behind to be able to onside kick anymore. They've basically eliminated onside kicks for the most part. I think they should probably look at what the UFL is doing with a fourth and 12 type scenario. Because this is just completely different. That way you could still have an opportunity to go for it if you wanted to. Also, the team that wants to attempt an onside kick has to declare it's trying an onside kick, and this will eliminate the surprise onside kick. So surprise onside kicks are no more in the NFL. They are absolutely gone. So that basically sets it up. You're going to have defensive and offensive players 5 yards apart, one on the 40, one on the 35. You're potentially going to have two returners and then the kickoff kicker at the kickoff zone at the 35-yard line. And then now you have three touchbacks. It's just a lot more interesting. I think it could be something, that maybe we look at now, and for some it's like, I don't really like it. I like the old way. And maybe we'll end up liking it a little bit more as we take a look at what the kickoff for the XFL look like again, and just the the way it looks, how those guys go forward, and then you can see guys having to get off tackles and make tackles, and then here you see what happens when it works right. You got some interesting fundamentals there. These guys are trying to figure out exactly where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to do, but it could change the game. You could get some more whole shot touchdowns from the XFL. From the XFL way. I'm actually looking forward to this new rule. But what about 49er special teams coach Brian Schneider? What does he think about this new rule? It's always interesting when something new gets thrown at guys. Sometimes coordinators absolutely can't stand it. They like the norm, the way that they were going about it. And then some guys really like it. Well, how does Coach Brian Schneider feel about it? Well, here's what he had to say.
It's exciting. I mean, I'm fired up. This is the coolest thing to happen in terms of in my coaching career, because what are you going to do? You have a great opportunity to do something that's never been done before. So it's a race to figure it out, and it's going to be constantly adjusting.
He's fired up about it. And, you know, anytime that you have an opportunity to do something completely new, you should be fired up about it. So that's where Coach Snyder's at. He's excited about an opportunity to run something completely different, and he should be. And, you know, what do you do, though, when you have a new play? I mean, that's one of the most interesting things, is you're learning so much, because the things you did before were entirely different, right? You had guys so many yards away, 25 yards away. They're running downfield. They're trying to weave through traffic to find the exact location to go. They have certain marks that they're going to be aiming for, because you know where you're going to kick the ball, and then you've got to be able to navigate through and make tackles. And we've seen players that have gotten pretty good contracts because of what they do on kickoff and kickoff return. A guy like George Odom, for instance, is really good on kickoff. And we've seen the 49ers have success with certain special teams players through the years on special teams. And so now you've got a different scenario and different situation than you've ever had before, and you can't rely on the old ways of doing it. Kickoff and kickoff return are just drastically different than they've ever been before. So you have to handle it a different way. And here's what Coach Schneider had to say about the fundamentals and how he started to figure this thing out, because you have to figure it out from the ground up. It wasn't like a lot of people were coming together collaboratively around the league, because they're all trying to keep things close to the vest to try to have a competitive advantage. Here's what Coach Schneider had to say about it.
And so I knew we had only 5 yards or 10 yards instead of 25. So when guys used to do kickoff return, they used to have time to move, process where the ball is lined up, how high it is, where the returner is. We used to give them landmarks from 32-yard line, you're going to execute your block, the 30, the 27. And that was all done by who we were blocking. So the speed of the guys coming down. So that's all out. And you have to process all of that it happens like that, because then everyone's moving. So if you're out of position in that and your footwork's wrong or your fundamentals aren't there, it's just chaos. So that's how I simplified it in my mind. And once we kind of thought what we wanted to do, the players really helped in terms of their input. And then when you could actually work it, you could actually see what it's going to look like. It's like, okay, we can't do this. This is what we're going to look into. So
when you're learning like this, you're going to have to try to figure out the base fundamentals that you have to teach. As a coach, if you're going to run a certain scheme, you have to know what it takes and what you have to teach your players to be able to run that scheme. There's certain footwork, there's certain techniques, hand placement. Everything has to play into it. And now they're basically having to build a whole new set of fundamentals for their kickoff and kickoff return, because you've got to be able to block it a certain way. If you're setting up a left return, for instance, you've got to have certain guys blocking a certain way. This guy has to peel off and go this way, and this guy has to block that guy. And then when you have the other guys on the backside, the rule says they have to stay all the way across, 10 guys across, which means those guys on the backside, If you get a good return, they might not be important to the play at all. So trying to figure out, navigate through what the play is going to look like is one thing. Figuring out the techniques and fundamentals you're going to have to teach is a whole other thing. So getting those players, once they're out there and seeing what works and being able to communicate on, hey, this isn't working, let's try this, and just working together to try to figure out what are the best ways and the best scheme to figure out how to do things, and then teach the fundamentals that work. Okay, your foot's going to go here, your hand placement's going to go here, you're going to work off this guy here, but it's on both sides, whether you're blocking or you're playing on the kickoff team and having to make a tackle. You're having to shed block where you didn't have to do that before. You're running full speed. You're avoiding guys. Well, now you're actually using hand techniques. Could it change the type of player that plays the position? Ultimately, I think it can. So it's very different in how you're going to teach this play. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun to figure out, you know, exactly how they go about it. So to me, this thing is just a living, breathing thing that they're going to adjust to the entire season. And they're going to have to. Because the whole time you're adjusting, there's going to be different ways, different kicks, different ways to go about this. And Coach Brian Snyder didn't really go into too much how they expected to kick with Jake Moody. Now, we have heard from the media that have been at minicamp and practices that the 49ers were handling kickoffs a couple different ways. Jake Moody was kicking, Mitch Wishnowsky was kicking, and they were kicking the ball, you know, where it hit the landing zone, bounce on the ground, directional kicks, a kind of different style of kicks. But I thought the Kansas City Chiefs special teams coordinator had a really good answer for how they planned on handling it and a reason why. And here's what he had to say. I thought it was very interesting and probably the trend that the league is going to end up going with.
Trying to get the ball on the ground, you know, away from the returners as quick as possible, because that's when the kickoff team and kickoff return team can go, as soon as the ball hits the ground in the target zone. You know, not when it's touched. So unlike the XFL, they waited till the ball was touched before they went. So that's the difference. That's a major difference between our rule and the XFL rule.
Get the ball on the ground. And I think that's going to be the method that the teams try to use, because directional kicking and getting the ball on the ground is going to slow up that return process, right? You have 5 yards between you and the player in front of you to be able to get by them and make a tackle. But if you hit the ground in the landing zone, then you can start going as soon as that ball hits the ground, not when the returner actually gets it. You kick the ball directly to the kicker or to the returner, then he can just take off and start running. You lose that time. But if it hits the ground, now he's got to corral it. You know, he's got to go ahead and pick this ball up. And we all know, when a ball hits the ground, it can bounce whichever way. This isn't a round football. This is an oblong football that can bounce wherever, and you just don't know how it's going to react. We've seen balls that'll go left, right, up. It can go over the top of the returner and really change the game. So it's going to be that style of kick more than likely if your kicker can handle it, because it just benefits you as a kickoff team to make that returner have to hesitate. They allow your guys to be able to get off those blocks and make tackles. If you're not able to directional kick and get it on the ground, it's going to be a real struggle for you when it comes to kicking off. So to me, it makes sense for the 49ers and the rest of the other 31 NFL teams to try to get the ball on the ground. Kicking directly to the return guys doesn't seem to have much benefit. But I think we're going to see a different style, a more line drive style of kickoff this year. And it's going to be interesting to see. Like I said, can they get it over the top of those players? I believe they can. They got plenty of room. But if you kick it too low, it might bounce off someone's head. And so it wouldn't make the zone, and you get the ball out at the 40-yard line. So it kind of changes up what you need as far as a kicker and what type of kickoff you're going to do. But it can also change up what kind of returner you're going to need. Because now you've got close proximity between the offense and defense, or the kickoff and kickoff return team, and how close they are together, only 5 yards, not as much space for a return. You have a certain area that you're going to catch the ball as a returner, but also if you have smaller space, you have more bodies right by you. Because before, you had an open, wide area where you can kind of navigate where you wanted to run. Now everyone's going to be close by. Everyone's within, you know, 10 yards of you by the time you get out of the landing zone. So finding the right returner is interesting. Plus, now the ball, if it's bouncing off the ground, you're playing like an infielder. You have to be able to field this ball. And how easy is that going to be? It used to be just catching the football. Kickoff return was easy. It pretty generally, you have plenty of space to catch the football. You just catch it. You take off running. No big deal. It was different responsibilities than punt. But now you may have to get a variety of different kicks, and you got to be able to handle them all, including, like we just heard, a ball on the ground that could be bouncing every which way. So what type of returner do we need? Well, here's what Kyle Shanahan had to say about the type of returner the 49ers could be using this season.
I'm not sure totally on the returner. They're all so different. It's not like the styles of kicks used to be the same. You wanted hang time as far as you could go. But now, are you getting that? Are you getting squib kicks? Are they bouncing? Do you want a shortstop who can just get the ball off the ground clean? Do you want the typical guy who can just hit that seam? Do you want more of a punt returner who can be more at a dead stop and go side to side to find the crease? So there's, if there was one style of kickoff, I think we could come up with that, but I think they're all going to kind of be different. So I think it's going to be all types of players. I do think when you eliminate the space and everything that it'll probably be more big guys and stuff up front on both sides.
One of the things you're going to have to study all season is how teams are approaching kickoff. Because, if everyone is doing the kick that bounces on the ground, then you're going to have a particular returner that you want to use. The guy that can field it, the guy that can make sure he can secure the ball and be able to get a positive gain out of it. But you don't know for sure that every single team is going to handle kickoffs the same way. Maybe someone is going to try a directional kick and try to pooch it up so it just bounces at a certain area. Or maybe they're going to, try to do something different. So you might need different returners for different teams that you're going to be playing. And Coach Brian Schneider talked about the fact he has a real extensive group of potential returners that he can use. And there's a lot of guys. If you want home run hitters, if you want guys that can take you to the house, you might use a Christian McCaffrey or a Debo Samuel. Now, I don't think very many people want those guys playing special teams reps, but in big moments, maybe you're in the fourth quarter, 5 minutes left, you throw a Debo Samuel back there, and who knows what could happen with him back there to handle the kickoff return. But I think for the most part, you've got to find a guy that can run in tight spaces because now more bodies are around you. The traditional kickoff return guy, the fast wide receiver or cornerback, I don't know how good they're going to do in this type of scenario. Are they as good finding open windows and holes to run through? We know that McCaffrey and Debo are because, Debo's a wide back and McCaffrey's the best running back in the NFL. But who else can handle this role? Could it be guys like Danny Gray, wide receiver type? Does he have that ability to find a hole and run through it? Could it be a new young guy like Isaac Garendo? I know he's a running back. Are running backs kind of the future of the kickoff return? Well, if you've been on the channel that since this rule came out, I have been saying that I believe a running back type makes the most sense for the new rule. For the mere fact they're used to finding holes and being able to cut and get to that hole and make a play. And now it could be even more clear that that's the type of guy you get. Now, of course, they're going to have to field it. And we heard from Guy Haberman that Elijah Mitchell was struggling potentially getting it. So Jordan Mason, Elijah Mitchell, those are running backs. Isaac Garendo that could be involved when it comes to wide receivers. Jacob Cowing, Ricky Pearsall, Danny Gray, all guys who could also be returning. Ronnie Bell, I almost didn't mention him. But let's talk about the type of guy, and this is once again Kansas City Chiefs special teams coordinator talking about the type of guy to return kicks in the new kickoff rule.
They're going to be more like a returner or a running back style type guy because the other returner, the guy that doesn't feel the ball, has got to be a good blocker. So they have to be not only a good returner, solid, be able to take a hit and bounce back from a lot of tackles because there's going to be a lot of tackles, but they got to be a really good blocker because that. There's going to be guys coming free. It's just too many guys down the field at that one, at the point of attack.
So he's breaking it down that it's not just a running back type, but also that other guy has to be a blocker, right? I mean, you have to potentially have a guy that can handle blocking as well if you have two guys back. So certain body types would make a lot of sense for this. He talked about them taking a beating and taking hits. But I think the close proximity between offensive and defensive players in this type of special teams play definitely does point towards a running back style of player. A guy like Jordan Mason would be a guy that makes a lot of sense. Number one, he's been a guy that's returned some kicks in the NFL for the 49ers on a couple of occasions and had a pretty good success. But he's a big physical guy that could also potentially block if he's running ahead. Another guy that makes sense for me is Elijah Mitchell. And Elijah Mitchell, I know we want to keep him healthy, but this could be a time to shine. He handled some kickoff return duties when he was in college, and now he could potentially handle it again. And imagine him and Jordan Mason being back there. Now, I do look at Isaac Arendo and think, wow, this is the way he could produce for the 49ers. 4-3 speed, that's hole shot. If he breaks out, he's gone. But I think that Elijah Mitchell has enough speed and Jordan Mason has enough speed that if they break out, they might be gone because of the way everyone's already down. You get through that hole and somebody's going to have to track you down from behind. That might be very difficult. And if you're using your kicker, is he going to make a tackle on Jordan Mason or Elijah Mitchell? But I think this might actually give an advantage to the running back. I think also this might change the game for how you build your roster. Now with these guys that are going to be up front, Kyle Shanahan talked about it, some bigger bodies up there in front. Do you keep more tight ends? Do you keep more linebackers? Do you keep more offensive linemen than you would defensive backs or wide receivers because you want to use them on special teams? I think it gets a little bit interesting as far as how you build your roster now and roster allocations because of special teams. It might also be that how you build your practice squad changes because you can use those guys on your special teams unit. So now that we kind of know about the kickoff and we've heard about, you know, the way teams are probably going to kick off and probably return, there's a good question about who exactly has the advantage in the new rule. I think it's interesting. You know, is it the kickoff team that has the advantage? Is the kickoff return team that has the advantage? Well, I think that this is one of those things where you just have to listen to Coach Snyder and what he has to say about it. And he had a good response to this.
All the kickoff return teams have the advantage. Every kickoff return team, just from the way the kickoff team is set up. If you think about it, we're on the 40-yard line with the same width we were when we were way back at the 35. So backside, almost geometry. I'm not very good at math, but those guys are almost eliminated just by alignment, if that makes sense. So where it turns into, that's what everyone tries to figure out. So all the fundamentals are there, but then the body types that are on there, we just got to see what works. And we have our plan kind of going into it, but I think you just got to be ready to adjust however it looks.
Kickoff return team has the advantage, and it makes sense to me, right? You're talking about those players that are on the other side, so they have to keep those guys across. Those guys aren't a part of the play. So if you have a guy that potentially misses his assignment on the other side and the offensive player gets just enough of him, you're talking about a touchdown. This is the same type of stuff that happens when you're talking about an offensive play, when a defense loads the box on a 4th-and-1 and then the running back is able to find a hole and get through and there's no one there to stop him. That's basically what every kickoff and kickoff return is becoming, is that 4th-and-1 type situation, everyone together, not a lot of space. And if you miss the tackle, if you don't get off your blocks, it's a touchdown for the kickoff return team, which means potentially better field position, more opportunities for touchdowns. It could be a game changer, a more exciting play than we've seen in a long time, because in the 80s and 90s, the kickoff return was one of the most exciting things. Don't get up and go get your beverage. You better stay in your seat. You might miss something cool. Over the last 5 years, it was, nope, go ahead and get a beverage. You need to use the restroom. Go ahead. This kickoff is going to go through the end zone. It's going to be fair caught. It's not going to be as exciting. So it just changes the game. And this last clip is something that, you know, what is going to be the impact from Coach Brian Snyder? What's the impact of this kickoff rule? And I thought it was very interesting what he had.
You have to figure it out. And I think it's going to be so impactful if you don't. I mean, we're talking touchdowns, we're talking average start at the 40, we're talking long field goals, we're more scoring, all that's going to affect it.
The impact, right? He said the things, you know, the field position, the touchdowns, explosives, it changes. All of a sudden, you score a field goal to go up 2, and you're kicking off with 20 seconds left, And all of a sudden, they return it all the way to the 40-yard line because of the new rule, and they kick a game-winning field goal. This could flip things entirely. No longer is 20 seconds, 30 seconds left on the clock not enough to win. I know it normally is with some quarterbacks, but now with the new rules, it makes it easier for everybody. Now you have an opportunity. It changes the game. Now, in those situations, you could just kick the ball square out of the end zone, let them start at the 30, but you still are giving them good field position. So this is going to be a fun time. I think the San Francisco 49ers have an idea of what they want to do, the type of bodies they want to do. I think Coach Brian Schneider seems to have a pretty good feel of this. The fact that you have heard that Jake Moody and Mitch Wisnowski are kicking those line drive kicks and trying to get used to landing those in the landing zone, and then having a variety of different return guys that could handle different style of kicks depending on what team they're playing. Elijah Mitchell, Jordan Mason, Ronnie Bell, you know, Danny Gray, all these different guys. And you always have the luxury that if you need a big time play to put Deebo Samuel or Christian McCaffrey back there. So I think kickoff is going to be a lot of fun this year. I'm really excited about the new rule. I don't know how you guys are feeling about it. Let me know in the comment section how you guys are feeling about the new rule and who would you put back to return. I think that's going to be an interesting conversation during the entire offseason and throughout training camp. And just like Coach Schneider said, we're just not going to know the full extent and impact of how this play is going to go until we get into preseason games and start seeing it. And we start seeing how other teams are handling it. And I wonder how many teams are actually going to show their cards during preseason. I think we're going to be seeing adjustments to this the entire year. It's going to make for an interesting part of football. And a third of the game that's not really talked about, special teams, is going to be on the forefront of people's minds this season. Thanks for watching the video. I really appreciate it. Please like and subscribe if you haven't already. If you're listening to audio platform, 49ers Cutback on Believe, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And this episode was brought to you by Bet Online. The game starts here. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Until then, stay safe. And remember, the right way is always the 49ers way.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
All Modern brings you the best of modern furniture, and they're celebrating the 4th of July with up to 60% off, plus an extra 20% off select styles. Bring vacation vibes home with breezy outdoor seating, or enjoy leisurely lunches at clean line dining tables, all on sale at All Modern. And then get it delivered for free in days. You heard that right, days. That's Modern made simple. Shop up to 60% off, plus an extra 20% off select styles June 28th through July 7th during All Modern's 4th of July sale at allmodern.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Luc Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.